Good morning, Rabbi Yossi. In the introductory paragraph here in Hashar Hasheni, Umiyiras Hashem va'ahavaso va'habusha melefonov, Tosef Maila Tomid. Each of these three, be it Yiras Hashem, be it Avas Hashem, be it the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which instills within a person a healthy sense of inhibition, leads a person to live a constant life of aliyah, a constant life of ascent. V'tishkod al nikyon kapecha, a person will be constantly mindful of nikyon kapayim, uchros vayonim mordim misar apecha, and to excise rebellious thoughts, rebellious ideas from his thoughts. Let's perhaps for this morning, just for a moment or two, focus on that phrase. The role of machshava in a person's life within our attempt to do tshuva. The Rambam as well, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, also highlights the importance of including machshava within one's tshuva. Often we just think of tshuva more on the practical level of, if Rachman Litzlan, I spoke Lashon Hara not to speak Lashon Hara, if Rachman Litzlan, I did X, not to now refrain from doing X. And both Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam, as we're about to see, are telling us that the tshuva is something broader. So the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Beis, Umahi ha-tshuva, Hu sheyazov achot echeto, he has to abandon the chet, v'yisirenu mimachshavta. And not only on a practical level, does he abandon the chait? Does he forsake the chait? But he has to remove it from his thoughts. V'yigma b'libo shelo yaseu od, and a person resolves not to repeat the chait. Shenamar yazo v'shadaka v'yishavim achshavosa. So Yeshayo Anovi underscores the importance and the need for the aziva, not only of a person's active habits of darko, but of ish av and machshavosav. What does it mean to yazov machshavosav? So it can and does mean multiple things and should be understood on multiple levels. But for this morning, perhaps just to mention two levels, two of the meanings of Yazov Ishavin Machshavosav, or in the phrase of Rabbeinu Yonah, Uchros Vayom Mordim Misar Apecha. The Moshel, the Mahadur Adoma, is as follows. Let's say you have two people. but both of whom go to their physician for a checkup. And the physician finds that each of the two is not on a good path. That his current trajectory is not good. Maybe it's a combination of a sedentary lifestyle and the type of diet that the person eats. And the physician tells each of the two that they have to introduce very significant, serious change in both those areas. Both of them have been living this way for quite a long period of time.
This meeting is being recorded.
But both of these have been living that way for a long time. So it's a very formidable challenge. One of them reacts and says, "It's a tall order you're giving me, Doc. And I don't know, but I'll tell you, I'm going to do my best." And the other one reacts and says, "I hear what you're saying, and I hear how crucial and how vital it is. So I'm going to do it." So that there's a nuanced difference between those two reactions, but one which can make all the difference in the world. The first one is already anticipating, at the time he's declaring his resolve, is already anticipating possible failure. He's entered the second one says, "It's inconceivable that I'll continue. Given what you're telling me, doctor, it's just inconceivable to me. I don't know how I'm going to do it, and I'm going to have to sit down and strategize and find out the most effective way to do it. But one thing I know is, since it has to be done, I'm going to do it." You see, Renami Machshavto means that a person doesn't allow even a hava amina of chait to remain with him. Because if something is a hava amina, it's one short step before it becomes a maskana. One line later, there's only one line from the hava amina to the maskana. And uchros vayonos mod misayim pecha means that there's a sense of resolve of, if it has to be done, then I'm going to do it. Sometimes when you see advertisements, or you read advertisements, so the advertisement guarantees that they're going to be 99.5% successful. So it's quite clear when you read such a guarantee that basically there's zero guarantee there. And any lack of success, so then they're just going to turn around and tell you, "Well, we said that it couldn't be 100%." So they face against identity theft. You sign up with us, and you pay us a certain amount of money, but that's just a side point. And we guarantee you 99.whatever% that it's going to be successful. You come back to them 2 weeks later and you tell them that your identity was stolen. No. We told you it's only 99.5% successful. So when a person makes allowances initially, so it means that a person is geared for not succeeding. Again, sometimes that can be obviously for commercial purposes, in order for something to be doable and feasible, it begins with a machshava. It begins with a machshava that it's doable and feasible. And when on the level of machshava, we already entertain the slightest doubt, so then on that mushrooms on a practical level. And that's what it means. Yazav Vashadaku Vish Oven Machshavosav, that's one level of what it means. Yazav Vashadaku Vish Oven Machshavosav and Chros Rayonos Mordem Misara Pecha. Another, I don't know that necessarily that this is what Rabbeinu Yonah is thinking about, but in terms of our avoda, another level on which targeting machshava is so important is that a person sometimes finds himself entertaining or preoccupied with machshavas which are not tahoros. It can be in Yoni Kedusha V'Tara. Maybe it could be in Yoni Hashkofa. Obviously, two different dynamics. And there too, Hagam, that at this moment, it's only in the realm of Machshava. But A, the Machshava itself isn't conducive to Kedusha V'Tara. And B, a person never knows when a machshava becomes a shoresh, which is pora. How does a person respond to that challenge? So the Rambam writes that it's true. It's very, very true psychologically, and the Rambam actually clearly knows of this insight. A person can't tell himself, it's counterproductive for a person to tell himself what not to think. A person can't tell himself if a person's on a diet and shouldn't eat chocolate cake. So a person can't tell himself, I'm not going to think about chocolate cake. It's a tantra disaster. It's counterproductive. A person can't tell himself what not to think about. So how does a person then respond to unwelcome machshavas which I'm not which run against the grain of Kedusha and Tara? So the Rambam says that some machshavas only come b'lev haponim and hachochma, when there's a vacuum in terms of what a person is thinking. So then our minds are open to being infiltrated by unwelcome machshavas. And the more a person is engaged productively, so the less room and the less potential there is for unwelcome machshavas. And the same way that works preemptively, it also works responsibly. It also works therapeutically. A person finds himself with again unwelcome machshavas which don't promote Kedusha V'Tara. So a person should engage his mind in machshavas of Torah, in machshavas of Kedusha V'Tara. And that's in this context, it's the Asay Tov which allows the person to succeed in the Sor Meira. But by engaging oneself productively, it just doesn't leave the room. It doesn't leave the vacuum. And that's how a person accomplishes the uchros, the unwelcome rayonos, mi sarapecha.